We're in the Drashot Aran, page Nun Gimel, in the Shalem edition, page Kuf Mem Zayin, in the Mosada of Kuk edition. Aval b'mesh u'i litmo alav, but what we have to wonder about, ech itpalel Moshe levatel ma shenemar lo sham. How did Moshe pray to undo that what he was told there? What it says in Kisisa, that Hashem says, I'm not going with you. Ki min hanireh, it would seem, k'shamar lo Hashem itbarach, when Hashem said to him, ki lo e'le b'kirbecha. God says to Moshe after the sin of the golden calf, I'm not going to go in your midst. Omnam amar zeh lechem l'to'al Yisrael. It would seem that God was saying that out of mercy for us, v'liratot pen yasigem ha'kilayon, k'fi darkam hara, im yiyeh b'tocham. The way we're understanding it, Hashem was saying, I'm not going to be in your midst, because if I'm around directly with you, then you could be annihilated when you sin. And the verse seems to prove that way. The verse doesn't only say, I won't go in your midst because you're stubborn. God continues and says, lest I annihilate you in our journeys. It's as though God's telling us, I'm not saying this for my own good, but rather out of compassion for you, because I'm concerned what could happen to you if I remain in your midst. You guys are sinning so bad, God is saying. If I stay with you, then there might not be a Jewish people left. So I'm sending an angel, and Moshe davened to undo that. How come? And you also see it from what God's response to Moshe is after the Jews are bothered by this. It says, it says the nation heard this bad news, and then they all mourned, and then Hashem responded, as the verse says, God says to Moshe, tell the people, atem am ksheyoref, you guys are stubborn people. If I go in your midst, even for a moment, I'm going to annihilate you. You can't handle it. It's as though God was telling them, don't worry if I'm not in your midst. Because the way you guys are behaving, you're better off this way. Then I should be directly in your midst. Because the way you're behaving, you're going to be endangered if I'm there every time. So after that, how does Moshe daven and say, God, if you're not here, then don't take us out of here. We shouldn't budge from here if you're not with us. So why wasn't Moshe concerned for what God was concerned for? It's like a doctor who tells the sick that he's in such bad shape, he tells the patient that he can't eat healthy food, even though healthy food is healthy for healthy people. But in his state, he can't handle healthy food. The patient shouldn't tell the doctor, well, I want to eat him anyways. You give me healthy food anyways. And whatever happens, happens. How come Moshe's arguing with God? Everyone agrees that the ideal state is that God is in our midst. But God just said, you guys can't handle that. You guys are sick. You're spiritually sick. It's not good for you that to be so close to me right now. So Moshe says, no. But we're not moving. We need you here. We shouldn't go without you. Why is he arguing? So this is something that really is a big question. We have to explain it. And in general, if you look at the parsha and you go pasuk after pasuk, there are a lot of questions that have to be explained. Harishon, the first question, after Moshe says to Hashem, look, God, he says, you're telling me, take this nation up to Israel, and you're not telling me who you're sending with me. He should have said right away, the next sentence should have been, and without you, God, we're not leaving. We're not going. But that's not what he says. But what does he say? He says, God, you haven't told me who's coming with us. You haven't told me which angel you're sending to lead us out of here. And now if I find favor in your eyes, let me understand the way you run the world. Now that's a good request. But it has nothing to do with the topic at hand. He says, God, you haven't told us who's taking us. So tell me, how do you run the world? What? How are the two connected? Yeah?
So, what we just learned in Sefer Midot, and like asking God to explain like why he's doing stuff, here you have a servant coming and saying God and like explain.
the Gemara in Brachos discusses why he asked it now, but let's see how the Ran's going to explain why he asked it now. Vashini, in the second point here, that the psukim seem to be disjointed. God says, okay, you want to understand how it works? Well, I'm going to put you in the crevice in the rock, and I'm going to pass, and you're not going to be able to see, but then my face will pass, and then I'll let you see. And Moshe responds, but God, if your face isn't leading us, don't take us out of here. How does that work? God says, okay, my face will pass, meaning I'm going to pass before the Jewish people. And Moshe's response is, but if your face doesn't pass, then we shouldn't leave. But God just told him my face will pass. What's Moshe saying? But if your face doesn't pass, don't take us. But God just told him his face will pass. Vashlishi, the third point, after God tells him, God tells him, okay, I'll do what you wanted. How does Moshe repeat a third time and insist, please Hashem, go in our midst. What's going on here? Hashem already told him a third time, okay, I'll do it. And Moshe continues and says, no, Hashem, please, you go in our midst. And then Moshe explains, why do I want it? Because they're a stubborn nation. So you look at this parsha and you can't make heads or tails of it. I remember as a kid, I'd read it and I couldn't understand. God tells him, Pana yelechu, and Moshe responds, Imen panecho olchim al taleinu mizeh. God says, I'll go, and Moshe says, well, if you don't go, don't take us. You know, kids do that sometimes. You tell them, I'll take you to the park. Well, if you don't, I'm going to be very upset. Well, I just told you I'm taking you, right? You're reading the Torah, you're reading one of the greatest conversations in Jewish history. Moshe talking to God, and Moshe bargaining, so to speak, on behalf of the Jewish people, and God agrees, and obviously you realize something big is going on here, but the psukim seem disjointed. So the Ran says, but this is what I think is going on here. Initially, Moshe came with a complaint. He said, you told me to lead this nation, and you didn't tell me who's going with me. It's as though Moshe was saying, being that you've decided that it's to their benefit that an angel lead them, if I find favor in your eyes, then you should tell me who is this angel. You shouldn't just allude to me, I'm going to send an angel and hide the facts from me. So then after Moshe said this in a way that seemed like a complaint, Moshe didn't want to come and right away say, Hashem, I want you in our midst. He had to take into account God's concern, God saying, if I'm in your midst, that's a danger of annihilation. But he davened, and what he was davening for was the root of the cure for the problem. What's the problem? They're stubborn people. They're stubborn people, they're in danger of annihilation if God is too close to them. So Moshe begins by saying, God, you told me I should take him, but you didn't tell me who's coming. And Moshe's headed in his bargaining, he's headed to asking, Hashem, I want you, I don't want an angel. But he knows that he has to have an answer when God says they're stubborn. So Moshe continues and says, so now that you haven't yet decided, you haven't yet told me, you haven't yet decreed by me who's going to be the angel that's leading us, so if I find favor in your eyes, let me understand you so that I find favor in your eyes and see that this is your nation. So the verse, the explanation of the verse is as follows. Moshe was saying, let me know your ways. Those are God's attributes. If I understand your attributes, then I could find better favor in your eyes, and I could pray for them in a better way, and then any danger that they find themselves in, I'll be able to help them better, because I'll know how to pray. Even if they've done any sin, if you reveal to me your traits, then I will be able to speak to you better. And in that, we don't have to worry, that they'll be in danger of annihilation. Moshe was saying, and I want you to see, they're your nation, this people. Moshe was saying, I want you to see that the way I'm suggesting is the better way. And that is, instead of saying, I'm going to see to it that we won't get divorced, right? I'm going to see to it that I don't kill you. Imagine a husband tells his wife, you know, you drive me crazy, I'm going to kill you. The only way this could work is if we separate. You go live in your mother's house, I'll live here, goodbye. We won't get divorced. Yeah, I'll send you payments and everything's okay, but if we're together, I'm going to kill you. So wouldn't it be better if the wife would say, why don't you just tell me how I could calm you down when you're upset? Why don't you just tell me, I understand that we have run-ins, but what can I do when we have run-ins to make things better? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying now. God said, I can't go in your midst because I'm going to annihilate you the way you guys are behaving. Moshe can't fix what the Jewish people are doing wrong. But what Moshe could do is ask Hashem, reveal to me your attributes so that I will know to be a better messenger on their behalf, and then there's no more danger of annihilation. So that's Moshe's claim. Moshe says, but I want you to see they're your nation, and if we can do this way, this is much better. It's much better than you distancing yourself. And then you don't have to leave them. That's better than you having to leave, that we have the separation because they're in danger of annihilation. That's Moshe's claim, but they're your nation. The wife says, what kind of marriage is this? I'm your wife. You're going to send me to my mother? I understand we have issues, but let's figure out how we can fix those issues and not leave. Just shorter on time, sorry. It's not fitting that a father who has mercy distances himself from his kids. It's better to remove the bad this way. Then Hashem said, my face will go and I'll let you go. It's as though God was saying to him, I don't have to tell you my way for that. You told me I shouldn't leave them, they're my nation. I didn't either mean that way. My face will go within you. But till they reach the land of Israel where they will rest. I didn't mean to leave them permanently. I didn't mean to go with them permanently. When will I go in your midst? When, what he means to say is, when things calm down, when they settle down in the land of Israel, then I will be in their midst. I didn't mean to leave them, that's it, our relationship is over. I just meant, let's let things settle down. In this traveling, with all the problems of traveling, that's not right. This isn't the way it should be. Let them settle down, and then I'll return to be in their midst. So the conversation is, Hashem says, I'm sending an angel. Moshe says, well, you haven't yet told us who the angel is, and I'm the leader. I sort of, if it's possible, I should know. And now that you haven't yet told us who the angel that's going to lead us is, if I found favor in your eyes, let me understand you better so I could ameliorate the situation, and then you don't have to leave us. And God says, and Moshe claims, they're your nation. You shouldn't be leaving them. That's not the idea of this relationship. That's not the ideal. Isn't my suggestion better? God says, no, you're right. They're my nation. And I didn't mean to leave them permanently. I just meant to keep a distance until they settle down in the land of Israel. Then I will return to be in their midst. And we're in the middle of the idea. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.